Valentine's going to try to get one more here in the individual finals. And, of course, this is a guy that already has his picture on the north wall in the wrestling room. But that times three next to it is certainly something he'd like to see.
You don't
next
get
to
your
it.
Picture three times. You just
That's what I said. Why
I think
not?
You ought to get it twice, three times.
Well, especially if you're a freshman. Just the difference between how Chris Williams looks when he's a freshman and how he'll look when he's a senior, he might want to retake a couple times. But regardless, these guys are going to be out here going for a rare multi-titles. And like I said, it's so hard to get out here. Thousands of wrestlers start the season. 896 make it to this tournament. You'll only see 56 champions today. And there's probably be one of them, Philip Mumy, a guy that we've seen. Cage Filikowski has seen in some off-season work. Is arguably Nebraska is one of their very best wrestlers, right up there with Jason Burks of Omaha Burke, and, of course, Gage Filikowski of Valentine.
Gage is going to be 132-pound, ranked number one, two-time state champion, 40-0 as a junior against one of the top-ranked wrestlers in the state of Nebraska, Sidoris out of Milford. I don't believe we've seen Milford up and down the trail this year. 44-7 as a junior. Our final Badger wrestler coming out. You'll see the white singlet if you're watching on TV standing in the doorway. It kind of acts like a strobe coming out there. And we'll have Gage Krolikowski of Valentine, the final wrestler. 132 could change the team totals. But congratulations to the coaches and staff for the Valentine Badgers as they do clinch the state title. And a great year again for the Valentine Badgers.
Awesome to take care of this thing early, and Gage Krolikowski has been no stranger to that in state finals, and he is still gunning for one of the last remaining long-standing individual records here at this tournament, number of pins. And if he could get pinned early, take your eyes over to mat two, where Tom Scott has got a finalist over there too, and he's always entertaining watch. And Coach Kelber and Coach Allison out to the mat, and they'll get things started here at 132 pounds. State final, third one in a row for Gage Krolikowski.
Underway.
Scored us 44 matches on the year one. Just a junior, as is Gage. Head to head, familiar here. Gage will stay inside, pop your head a couple times, and then bulldog in. A bad shot here by Scortis. You do not want to do that. And if you do, you want to back away, and that's what he does. They break there for a moment. Krolikowski coming in, that left arm snaps him all the way to the floor. Bounces his nose off. Doesn't come up with a shot, but now going to overhook on the left side. Usually a carry's coming. Digs his head in there. We've kind of begged him not to do that because they know it's coming there. And we're going to work on an outside carry or pummel out of that and shoot from space. That's what he'll need to do here in a couple years. You know, he's thinking of a college career. A lot of guys of his caliber will have some success at that level. But you really got to refine your offense. And here it is. A nice shot to the right. Scortis just melts to the mat. And Krolikowski will go up 2-0 here. Going to work the cross face. And he will pummel you from the top. Not only score, and this is a good cross face. He can punch his hand to the mat. Might be able to find ball and chain here. He's going to scrape across and nothing going. But they are pretty center here if Gage can roll his head the other way. But now Scortis finding the out-of-bounds line. And that's what he needs to do and get a restart here because Gage is pummeling him here on top early.
He will physically take you apart.
And he'll pin you with stuff that's not really even a combination. A lot of strength in this young man, 132 pounds, and they will go out-of-bounds. Restart.
20 seconds left, I believe.
Seems like a short period, but no breaks here until that one. Early takedown for Krolikowski, 2-0, state final. Valentine's got two in the bag. I'd like to secure this third one here now. Under the arm, left side, short sit for Scortis. And now he's going to try to roll and almost rolls himself right to his back.
Final couple seconds here of this first period.
Krolikowski did catch his last opponent there, trying to roll on just a half and tight waist and squeezed him, and that was all she wrote in the semifinal. So it'll be Krolikowski's choice, and of course he will take down to try to extend this lead. the whistle. Gage Krolikowski's stand-up I was talking about, he will control, and then explode up, and there he goes. He's gone. 3-0. And head-to-head here, Krolikowski gets some shots from space. He's certainly capable of that. He's got 6 pins in his career in this tournament. And added 2 more for 8 total. And the outside carry, man, if that would have come home, he would have had him straight on his back. Now a big right side underhook for Krolikowski. He's going to go knee block, and that's 2.
2. Dragging his toes,
right
going out of
our
bounds.
Coaches. That's good technical wrestling scoring on the edge of the mat there.
So we have minute 25 to go, if I can read the clock right. 125-50, the score.
I said that wrong. I think we had 7 previous pins in this tournament, and he's got 2 here so far. 9 total, 13 is the record. I'm sure he'd like to get one here. Total control so far. 5-0 in the second period for Gage Krolikowski. A minute left, just about. Gets the suck back there. Valentine wrestlers will make you pay if you have a lazy sit. And right now he's going to work in the Turk. Works the leg up, but it could just come up with it, and they're going to go out of bounds. Wilfred Wrestler is getting all he wants and probably a lot of what he expected from Gage Krolikowski on top, and has been bulldogged from the neutral position as well. It'll be his choice in the next period. You wonder what would be going through his mind, which direction I go. And stuck back here doesn't come home, and Krolikowski's going to follow him around, keep him on the mat. Right side spiral turns into kind of a crab ride here now. And he's going to go, now he's got over one arm, under another one. Skordis got to be careful in there of his back if he's going to do that short sit.
30 seconds.
And right here he's got his knee a little bit too close to his head, and Krolikowski briefly straps on a cradle, but now it's going to cut him with 20 seconds. So 5-1, you know, you wanted to hold him there. For those final 20, might get 2 here and extend that lead by 1.
So Doris still got some energy left here toward the end of the second period as he did get up, and Gage thought the best to turn him loose. Final couple seconds.
Going to get that escape and cut into the 5-0 lead, so it'll be 5-1 going into the third, but what would he choose? Both up, kind of his only hope there. 9 pins from Krolikowski. Doesn't get one here. He'd have to pin all 4 next year to tie that record. But that's not a whole lot on his mind right now.
He's got 2 minutes to work with. He wants to get this one, get the state championship. If the cradle or if the pin comes his way, I'm sure he'll take it. Russell smart now, right?
Yep, absolutely. He had over-under there for a second. Maybe he's thinking big throw. Philip Mumy on the A-mat, he would certainly be game to throw something big. Those 2 wrestled in Greco. And back out of bounds, and 90 seconds left in the 2019 campaign for Gage Krolikowski. He's up 5-1 in this final. Valentine's last, everyone's last one of the day. This is where it ends. And back up to their feet. Over-unders here. Milford Wrestler probably looking for a throw, and here it is. Going to throw himself to his back, and knew that might happen. And he thinks better it crawls out of it. It's just going to be 2 for Krolikowski, 7-1. The Krolikowski now has got the hand turk, or arm turk, and he's going to work that up and lose it. But now going to work on top. And now you wonder.
1 minute.
What's he thinking here? Going to throw in legs. Didn't see that coming. Maybe work power half. And that looks pretty good.
Yeah, got it deep.
But got the wrist back now. And Skordis not going to give any back points there. So 43 seconds left in the state final. It has not had a whole lot of drama to it. Krolikowski early in this tournament was taken down right away. Boy, you don't want to do that to him. That
you just kind of wake
fire.
Him up.
Yeah, that is poking the bear. 7-1. To get another major here, Caleb Long was able to get one in his final. A really, really nervous match there for Chris Williams, and he gets the second consecutive title now. No drama here at 132. Gage Krolikowski got over one arm, under another one. Now he's got a big wing. This could be something. 20 seconds if he can step over it. I know he sees the clock. He'd like this record. Going to have to move. Got double wing. Short time here. Got to go. 9 seconds. 8 seconds. And they call potentially dangerous. Yeah, I'm sure if you had that on you, it would be dangerous, I'll tell you that. But
6 seconds left.
6 seconds. That'll probably do it here for the Milford wrestler. One more suckback attempt here for Krolikowski. And he will be a third consecutive state champion. And salute the Valentine crowd. And that'll do it for Valentine.
Is it not enough that we get three state champions, but we want them to do it with style?
Yeah, we're asking for a lot. We are spoiled to death. That'll be 165 for Valentine. Finishing in that number one spot again, third consecutive year. And so there will be a significant celebration in the town of Valentine tonight. Wrestlers won't make it back through this evening, but tomorrow they'll make it back when the roads are clear and ready to go. But if you're around town, stop back out to their hotel. There will be a reception for them. And congratulate the young men, every single one of them, that have something to do with this season. And it's good to have them down here. And a pleasure to call this one again with you, Mike. We just keep bringing home titles.